Hi, and welcome to another episode of RJ's Retort. If you disagree, or even agree with me, leave me a message at anchor.fm/RJ-Dickens/message, and we'll air it on the next episode. If you like this podcast, we hope you really, really like it. You can support it by clicking on the link that says Support This Podcast. And please tell a friend. We need 935 more listeners to reach the next level of commercial support. We have some updates to last week's podcast, which of course was an update to a podcast 2 weeks before that. Listen on the pages is the answer to a never-ending story. Well, a lot has happened since we last talked, and since it's an election, and since it's Wichita, a lot of it's weird. Well, I guess it would be appropriate to begin at the beginning. Early Thursday afternoon, Sedgwick County District Attorney Mark Bennett announced that no charges would be filed against Wichita Mayor Jeff Longwell, but the good mayor would have to clean up his paperwork.
Oh yeah, everything's fine.
So, after all this sound and fury, Bennett simply told Longwell to backdate and update his Kansas Governmental Ethics Commission filings to reflect golf outings and other gifts from friends behind the successful bid for the Northwest Water Plant. Because Lord knows, Wichita doesn't have any ethics regulations of its own. A short while later, banker Lindy Wells ended his Mario Cuomo impression and announced that yes, he would be running as a write-in candidate for mayor. And since bad things always come in threes, an entity calling itself Protect Wichita Girls LLC produced a video purporting to show a woman claiming that Brandon Whipple asked her if her panties matched something. Except that the politician she mentions is a Republican state senator. Protect Wichita Girls, LLC. Nice touch. Protect Wichita Girls is a New Mexico LLC, which means there's no oversight or reporting required. The registered agent, which is a joke under New Mexico law, is a post office box in Sheridan, Wyoming. Sheridan, Wyoming? Talk about a place where there's no there. Now, the post office box traces back to a company in New Mexico called High Desert Corporate Filing, who brags on their website, "The name and address of your New Mexico registered agent is the only information that is publicly known. We take this job seriously and vow to protect your privacy." Well, so much for that idea. My colleagues in the Wichita media who've been following this story more closely tell me they may have already found the culprit. And by the time you hear this, you may already know their name. Now, it's easy for you to say that this was a case of the gang that couldn't shoot straight. But remember, we all have that one friend who's only now finding out Bob Denver died 14 years ago.
What?
And also, I made a stupid an easily avoidable mistake last week. In an obvious sleep-deprived stupor, I mistakenly credited Donna Summer for the 1970s hit I Will Survive instead of Gloria Gaynor, something even I knew. Bad podcaster. Bad podcaster. And just when I thought I could sign off from this special edition, more stuff breaks. Over the weekend, it came to my attention that a number of voters across town received a mysterious mailer showing Mayor Longwell on one side and embattled USD 259 board member Cheryl Logan on the other, with the cut line reading, "Vote Republican." Now, obviously, I didn't receive one of those mailers, but I'm told there didn't seem to be a paid-for statement on there. But that could be just as easily an untrained eye looking for it, or it could be the work of some incompetent accomplices. As of 1:49 a.m. Monday morning, that's it for this special edition of RJ's Retort. We'll drop the regularly scheduled podcast, another edition of our legislative agenda, as soon as possible. And this one is extremely personal, so I'd really appreciate it if you'd give it a listen. And more importantly, fire off a message to your state legislator. Remember, if you disagree or even agree with me, leave me a message at anchor.fm/rj-dickens/message. If you like this podcast, we hope you really, really like it. You can support our work by clicking on the link that says support this podcast. And please tell a friend. We are now just 933 listeners short of the next level of commercial support. Please also like the RJ's Retort and RJ's Legislative Agenda Facebook pages, where you can get links to past podcasts and related news updates. I'm RJ Dickens. We'll talk again.